The days now are getting very short. The temperatures are dropping. And according to my computer check on weather.com, maybe in about 10 days or so, we might get a little dusting of snow, maybe a little bit of ice. But that's at least 10 days out. In any event, here in Illinois, we have certainly seasonally entered into the season of death. And every time this year, when our liturgical year is about to end, and remember, Advent starts two Sundays from now. We'll start all over again with Advent. Nature itself, in a certain way, is preaching a sermon to us, to the effect reminding us, you will not be here for very long. And that truth applies to every one of us in this church, no matter what our age. We will not be here on this earth for very long. The message in our readings today, and also certainly for the next to the last Sunday and during the daily masses, the message to us these days is to be vigilant at all times and to pray that we individually have the strength to stand before the Son of Man whenever he returns. In this month of November, we are especially conscious in a number of ways of the reality of death and what this means also for our many loved ones who have gone before us. Saint Benedict would say, keep death before your eyes always. Recently, I came across an item about a chapel in the Czech Republic where the interior evidently is built entirely of bones, including the altar, the pulpit, and even a chandelier. And for us, that seems to be a little bit morbid, but for people who live through over centuries, many plagues and wars, they certainly learned to keep the reality of death before their eyes. They were, in a sense, practicing vigilance, which is the point of our readings this morning. Now, why must you and I think about such things? Because as Jesus tells us of that day or hour, no one knows. And he's describing specifically the hour of his return, his second coming, but of course, for us individually, that will happen whether it's at his second coming or when we pass over into death. November helps us to remember that you and I do not ultimately belong to this world. Our stay here is very temporary, very provisional, and we are made for something far greater than anything this world can offer us. St. Paul says, life is Christ, death is gain. And our catechism teaches that it is in regard to death that our condition is most shrouded in doubt. Yet the scriptures help us to see that Christian faith adds a very deep meaning and certainly great hope to this mystery of death. One way the scriptures do this is in the use of the image of sleep. The prophet Daniel today speaks of those who sleep in the dust of the earth. The Gospels and St. Paul also use sleep as a word for death. This image of sleep, I think, is a very accurate help in thinking about what death is. I mean, think about how you fall to sleep at night or how you wish you would fall to sleep at night. We shut our eyes. We fall out of consciousness at some point. And hopefully, very soon, in an instant or two, we wake up to a new day. Sleep, and exactly why we sleep, why it is that we need sleep, is somewhat of a mystery even to those who are experts on sleep. Perhaps the Lord has given us sleep as a kind of a bodily rehearsal here and now on this earth for what is going to lie ahead. And even the night prayer in the church's liturgy of hours, which I pray before I go to sleep, compares the ending of the day with the ending of our lives. Sleep is temporary, and we can even say that death is temporary. Death is not the end. There will be eventually a bodily resurrection. And in our funeral mass, for example, we pray, life is changed, not ended. So with death comes a change in our lives. According to Scripture, death is not natural. God did not make death. Death comes about as a result of sin. Death, definitely from the very beginning, was never a part of God's plan. But St. Ambrose teaches us God prescribed death as a remedy. In other words, after death entered into our world with sin, immortality would have been a curse. And it's an act of God's mercy, actually, that our earthly lives will come to an end. Death is not only a remedy, but death is also the doorway, at least, to our redemption. Jesus uses death as an act of love, his own death. He uses his own death as an act of love for his Father, acting in complete obedience to the will of his Father in fulfilling his mission. And even in baptism, we have this language of death. We understand baptism as a kind of sacramental death by which we are anticipating our own death. We die to ourselves, and entering into baptism, we place ourselves in obedience with Jesus to God our Father. And in this way, Jesus will then perfect the work of redemption in us, a whole process, a lifelong endeavor that begins in us with baptism. And for these reasons and others, the saints always considered their own deaths with great confidence, as we should also. St. Ignatius of Antioch boldly declared boldly desired to be devoured by wild beasts in the Colosseum in Rome. And that's exactly what happened to him. And on his way to Rome, on his travels to Rome, he was able to leave us many letters telling us how much he looked forward to that event. St. Therese the Little Flower said on her deathbed, "I am not dying, I am entering into life." St. Teresa of Avila said, "I want to see God, and in order to see him, I must die." St. Francis of Assisi used the language of sister death. And this is the hope, the promise that you and I enjoy as today we are every moment closer and closer to our own death. We read in the Imitation of Christ, and this is an extended quotation, "Every action of yours, every thought, should be those of one who expects to die before the day is out. Death would have no great terrors for you if you had a quiet conscience. Then why not keep clear of sin instead of running away from death? If you are not fit to face death today, it is unlikely that you will be tomorrow." St. Francis de Sales recommends this interesting spiritual exercise. Imagine that you are on your deathbed, never to recover. Consider that there will be nothing left of you. And even those who will be attending your funeral will eventually move on, and they will forget you. Consider at the moment of death that your soul will either go right or left, and which way then would you go? Brothers and sisters, our gospel this morning, the message is, remain vigilant. Prepare right today for what will come. And if we are not prepared, we will never know, we will never experience the truth that life is Christ and death is gain.